Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. One of the things that is so important for any ministry is that there are praying people who know how to pray, who know how to war in the Spirit, who will pray for those in leadership, those that are ministering to them. And, you know, I am absolutely no exception to that. Many times in the New Testament, Paul practically begged people to pray for him, that a door of utterance would be opened, that he would be delivered from opposition that was bearing down on him, that he would be lifted out of a place of despair and distress because of the care of the churches that weighed upon his shoulders. And before I give the daily word, let me ask you if you are one of those who knows how to war in prayer, let me petition you to pray for me, to pray for Father's Heart Ministry, to pray that God's will be done. God's kingdom will come. I don't care how anointed you are. Paul was a man who wrote two-thirds of the New Testament and was the architect of Christianity as we know it. But yet he knew his absolute dependency and vulnerability and need of prayer. And I just ask as straightforward and honest and transparently and authentically as I know how, if you're one of those that knows how to pray, would you pray for me and pray for Father's Heart Ministry? Now, the Father says today, the season of tribulation is over and a time of blessing has begun. Though circumstances may not reflect it yet in your life, remember my word, says the Father to Abraham, as for me, my covenant is with you and you will be a father of many nations. Even when he was a childless old man and his entire life was a complete contradiction to the promise of God, Abraham had already received the promises. The Father says there have been times when it seemed your needs were not getting met and your vision was not coalescing, it was not being realized, and the promise given seemed so far beyond your personal horizon. But God says, look again, for you have entered a new day. Move forward with anticipation, not despair, for your tomorrows will be different from your past. Your past does not dictate your present. I am breaking off of you, says the Father, those illegitimate words spoken by those who presumed to know my plans for you. They are the counsel of the uninformed. Love them, but do not listen to their misguided apprehension of what they think I'm doing in your life and situation. They may have faith for you themselves, but obviously they don't have faith for you. I am causing their words and thoughts toward you that contradict my heart to fall inert to the ground at your feet. You're not waiting for one door to open. I'm opening many doors, and it will be your delight to experience my favor and blessing on your chosen path. This is the new time and the new territory I've given you. I'm enlarging your habitation, a sign of abundance that I'm pouring into your life. Your living space may not change immediately, but know that I am making space for you to flourish. The fruits of your labor will increase. Your hard work will not go unnoticed or unrewarded. I am bringing you out of a season of struggle and into a time of promotion. This is not just about worldly success, but about advancement in my kingdom and fulfillment of my purpose and your purpose in the days ahead. Be teachable. Be open to learning and growing in my ways. Release the bitter lessons of the past. They no longer serve you. Embrace my promise of life and life more abundantly. This abundant life, not just about material possessions, but doesn't exclude them either, but a deep wellspring of joy, peace, love, and fulfillment that comes from knowing me, says God, and walking in my will. This is what I've brought over you today, a beautiful covering of grace and favor.
Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321. If you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW. If you use Zelle, PROPHETICNOW@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321. If you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW. If you use Zelle, PROPHETICNOW@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.